Good morning. There is a lot of excitement in the media, national and local, about cicadas, and there's a lot of misinformation. For example, it's not going to be all that bad.
Actually, we're not going to really have many cicadas in this part of the country.
That's our gardening guru, Jim Fazell.
That doesn't mean that we won't have cicadas, because the dog day cicada is going to occur every year.
So he says we'll get some, just not the huge amounts that areas to the east are going to get this year.
This big outbreak this year happens to be the 17-year cicada for the Great Eastern Brood, the Marlette 10 brood. Now, this occurs from Indiana to the East Coast, not generally in Illinois. Oh, possibly there could be some spillover into some of the southeast counties, like probably Iroquois or Vermilion, maybe Edgar and Clark counties.
He says our turn for the big invasion will happen in 4 years when two different broods of cicadas descend upon Chicago at the same time.
We're going to have a combined emergence of the 17-year cicada, the Marlette 13 brood, and we're going to have the Great Southern brood, which is a 13-year brood, both of these life cycles overlapping. So we're going to have a lot of fun in 4 years.
Mr. Fizz, Jim Fazell, weather is again going to be a driver at the Chicago Board of Trade this week, and how about this for a non-committal forecast? The National Weather Service summer forecast for the Central Corn Belt, that includes Illinois, contains equal chances for above normal and below normal temperatures and precipitation for June through August. Well, okay. The Northwest Corn Belt and Northern Plains is where the trouble is. Soil moisture is short and drought is expected to persist. Today is National Escargot Day. Wow, that is an acquired taste, isn't it? I've found that with enough garlic and butter and courage enhancer, they aren't bad. I suppose the same could be said of cicadas, but I'm not planning on finding out. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.